Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Yes. Yes, if you're hearing that, you know. It's another random edition of Potluck Saturday. I know I promised one a few weeks ago, and I often make promises I don't keep, and then being a shame-based Catholic, I feel terrible about it. So, a little quick Potluck Saturday. Shout out to, by the way, YouTube, Hot Buttered Popcorn Dance. You might want to pop it in. I've never seen this. I'm seeing a lot of people from, it looks like the late 60s, doing a really, really odd white person dance to this song. Oh, you know, all it tells me is that, yeah, we were mad back then too. So, while I continue to detox by being judgmental, thank you, Gabby Bernstein, I will refrain from my judgment of Bad Baby as I see all these people dancing around to this song. Anyway, you know, not too much to add here. What I'm hoping is maybe I give you a little intro here, and then maybe what I do is I sneak the phone out today on this beautiful, beautiful early, early Saturday here in Italy, and then maybe we get Queenie to weigh in for a little potluck Saturday, and then Queen Kelsey, unfortunately, is tasked with having to put this up, but I'll try to make her life editing as easy as I can. You know, a little like, I don't even know if this is I guess it would be a potluck thing. To all you husbands of Instagrams, to all you partners of Instagram, and if you, maybe you know what I mean by that. You're the one who's having to take all the pictures of your Insta spouse, your Insta other, your Insta friend. I'll tell you my technique though, is I just keep repeating, Queen, Queen. Oh, here she comes. Come on in, boo.
Oh,
we got a little potluck Saturday going on.
A potluck Saturday, am I allowed?
You are more than allowed.
No, I never allowed.
No.
He says, stay in the other room and don't come near my show.
Except only when you get overserved. Thank you for fixing my salad.
You're welcome.
I was telling everyone when you are an Insta boyfriend, an Insta girlfriend, an Insta husband, an Insta partner, Insta wife of Instagram, the technique of encouraging your party by repeatedly saying Queen.
You really did.
Queen.
Every time I take a picture and there are all these people eating on the terrace down below and they must be like, what is wrong with him?
He's
like, Queen.
Queen. Yeah, but did it not get you?
It got me so excited.
It got you there because you knew you were what?
I knew I was a queen.
Thank you. And aren't we all?
Queens.
Fuck yeah. 100%. But sometimes we do need
honey.
One honey. That, by the way, that's same with crisp. That's what the kids say when.
Kids do not say crisp.
100%. Yeah, they do.
They say one honey.
No, and they say yes. Instead of saying, you know, back in the day, the old school people say, oh, we keep it 100% real. Today we say we keep it one honey. Mm. So keeping it one honey.
Yeah.
When you throw out that queen, you feel like a what?
A queen.
Well, and because every now and again, we all need to be reminded that we are
queens.
Thank you. How do you spell queen bee?
K-W-E-E-N.
And then plural?
Queens with a Z.
Oh, you're good. I know. And by the way, Kelsey's got me. I love this instead of hey, betch. Because she went, they went from hey, bitch to hey, betch.
Betch.
And then hey, bee. And now I just use bee all the time. Yeah. It's amazing. Hey, bee.
All week.
Bee.
Everywhere we are. Bee. It used to be boo. That's so old, though.
So old. So. Oh, that's choogy, which we learned, boo.
That's choogy.
That, yes, but we learned that, no, using choogy is actually now choogy.
Yeah.
It's not cool anymore.
You can't say choogy. Thank God I missed it.
No, that's why. Thank God. I just. But by the way, crisp is holding up.
Honey, crisp is
How do you spell crisp?
K-R-I-S-P.
So there you go. But you know what? It's weird. In Europe, they do K-R-Y-S-P.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's what I learned.
Honey.
Learning a lot here.
So
well,
hard.
Listen, you guys, we are going to go on a little tour today.
A little exploration.
And we'll pop in every now and again. And it looks like I've got Queenie on board for a potluck Saturday.
Can I just tell everybody who's listening, if you're going to travel.
Oh, this is good. This we
is
like
my,
this.
My new favorite travel tip ever.
Oh, B, sit down for
and
this.
It has to do with fashion. Excuse me. So, if you've seen my Instagram, at Maria Menounos, obviously, you know I have been sharing my fashion a lot. And there are these Miramar joggers that Shopbop sells. They're rag and bone. Now, they are pricey, yes. I feel like all designer jeans are very pricey now. But I will say, if you are somebody who likes to travel, or so you live in an annoying city like New York where you have to like run in and out of buildings and you got to go pee and it's like stressful and whatever. I just realized that my life has been so easy on this trip. I brought two pairs of jeans. I brought these Paige jeans I'm wearing now. They're a zipper with a button. And then I brought those Miramar joggers, which are really sweatpants disguised as jeans. So you look dressy when you're out, but you're really in sweats and you're super comfy. Every time I had to go pee in the train station, at the airport or whatever, drop and go. You just drop your sweats and you go. And it's so easy. Right, honey? We're shopping. What's easier than wearing a pair of sneakers, like my New Balance ones that I was wearing? I don't even need to untie them. I slide them in, slide them out. They're so fast. The joggers, you just slide down.
B, I've been on those forever. But the slip-ons. I am so done with laces. I have the elastic laces, too.
No, these have laces, but they're like really
easy to get on and off.
Easy to get on and off.
Yeah.
And so I just was realizing that whenever I travel from now on, I'm going to be wearing these joggers. And I hope that Rag & Bone makes them forever. Like I said, they are pricey. They're like a little over 200, I think. I think they're $2 or $220.
Okay, question. So if you're going to spend two... If
you can also buy them on Poshmark.
I have a
for
question.
Cheaper.
Oh, people, that's good.
People sell their clothes. You can buy them off somebody else.
But can I ask you something, honey? Mm-hmm. If you're going to invest the money in that, will they last?
Yeah.
No, but is it like going to be out of style next year?
I don't think these will be because they literally just look like jeans, but they're sweatpants.
And
it's the most brilliant thing I've ever seen.
So my whole thing, and I was telling Maria yesterday because we were going back and forth on this, and this is just for me, but I as even us, for when we shop for fashion, and I know you might even jump on me for saying this, Maria, but like when I see like a T-shirt or a shirt at some store for $200, $300, $400. And I'm like, you're going to wear it a couple of times. And in today's like world, how many times are you going to wear it? Because then you're going to be wearing the same like poppy, like cool shirt every single time. It's just not worth it. I'd rather see people buy multiple things that they can switch up, you know, switch out. But if you're going to spend, then I would say spend on a piece, a bag, a wallet, you know, something that will last. And then a lot of those things, Maria, that you've taught me, they hold their value.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these bags, it's like you can resell them.
Yeah.
So there's some value there.
There are places like Poshmark where you can...
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier, and to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there, this little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
We sell things, but like, you can find most anything for half the price that's used, and jeans are, you know, you can wash them. You don't have to worry. And I just think that, and I bet Zara and H&M have already started knocking these off because they're the most popular jeans.
Yeah.
So I just, to me, it's like to look dressy, you know, because sweats are great, but you look like you're in sweats. But if you're right. wearing these
well,
jeans
these
that are disguised
as sweats, and then
they're
you're
sweats
gonna,
disguised
by the way, if you're
going
to wear
cool.
them all the time like sweats,
oh, I've worn,
then I, after like 2 years, you got your money's worth. I just get very...
The amount I've worn them already is probably 10 okay. cents a pop.
Okay, so there you go. So
it's
then
crazy.
That's worth it. I was mm-hmm. just saying, Maria, like for when you start to get to, you know, 300, 400, 500, 600, you know, like,
yeah, no,
that's
crazy.
Where, but if you want to buy a bag for yourself,
mm-hmm.
which I know a lot of people want to treat themselves to, if you buy a quality bag that you can resell one day, it's actually somewhat of an asset, somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes more sense. And then Maria, as far as bags, what would you recommend? Like, remember you were saying some of them would go out of style and then shoot like some were timeless, because that kind of surprised me too.
Yeah. I think that's another episode, Boo, because I'm not really.
Okay. Well, listen.
I'm not really an expert in that right now. I just know certain things. I just know by gut. Like, that's timeless. This is not.
You just go by gut on that.
Yeah. And I kind of know enough to know, but it's hard to explain.
You know what you are, Boo?
What?
You're a bad what?
I'm a bad bee.
You're a bad bee. Now, listen, I'm going to end this segment with the great Groucho Marx, who had a wonderful song that just spoke volumes about my relationship with Maria. Every time I ask her for something or pitch her something, this is the response I get. And I know there's a lot of you out there with friends and partners, bosses, coworkers, family members who do the same to you. When you bring up a... No, I'm not shit-talking you. I'm merely playing our favorite song. I can't believe you forget it.
No.
Okay. We're going to end the segment with the great Groucho Marx.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it.
Come on, join in.
No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is,
I'm against it.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you've changed it or condensed it,
I'm against it.
I'm opposed to it.
On
general principles, I'm opposed to it.
She's opposed to it.
She's opposed to it.
For months before my son was born, I used to yell from night till morn, whatever
it is, I'm against it. I should recreate this.
I know.
I'm against it. I love this.
And he goes into his physical dancing. How talented.
Whatever it is,
I'm against it.
Except for Italy. I'm not against Italy.
Boom.
As the weather gets colder, well, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds. Christmas. The holidays. The best time of the year. But for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com.
Squad, are you guys having trouble sleeping or having any back pain? Maybe it's time to start thinking about a new mattress. And you know I love my Sleep Number mattress.
If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me.
But you go online, take a quiz, then you go into the store and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Don't go anywhere else ever.
Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
So, welcome back to this Potluck Saturday. God, this was somehow this ended up on my Instagram feed, and I've been meaning to share it, and I think we did share it a while ago, but everything just seems to bleed these days, these months, between all the work. Things just bleed into each other, so forgive me if you've heard this before, but I...
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack! Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
I wanted to share this this post that I saw, and it definitely speaks to me in the last 2 years, but I think it probably speaks to many of you. So, and it's titled, When Asked What I've Been Up To. And then it lists all the things that this person, Spirit Daughter, is what the person goes by, has been up to. Unraveling old patterns, releasing limiting blocks, rewriting old stories, forgiving past versions of myself, vibrating higher, amplifying my powers of attraction, aligning with joy and gratitude, and then there's a space for the last one, which is really cool, creating magic. How about that, Dr. Phil? Catch me outside. A little callback to our Better Together Artist of the Month, Bad Baby. Listen to, I think it's a new little thing I'm going to create, the Better Together, or the, excuse me, maybe it's the Regular Guy Friday Artist of the Month. I don't think Maria would be in approval of this, although you never know. I've heard her singing under her breath, I Got Juice, the Bad Baby classic. That's actually more old school Bad Baby, classic Bad Baby. There's new stuff. I happen to be more old school Bad Baby than her newest stuff. But again, this is all left for conjecture and debate. It was nice. As we were driven back to the hotel, I was asking the driver about some of the other countries and the people that visit here, and he said, you know, a lot of Russians live here, and he was saying they're not very nice. And I said, well, geez, can you tell me about Americans, and I'm wincing. And he was like, no, he's like, the Americans are very, very nice. So, you know, where I've been talking the last few episodes about how much I'm loving this European lifestyle. It's nice to hear that we ain't all that bad people. And yeah, so this is your Better Together with Marie Menounos.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
Potluck Saturday edition.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you changed it or condensed it, I'm against
Maria,
it.
Maria, you want to go on Dancing with the Stars?
I'm opposed to it. On general principles, I'm opposed to it.
Maria. Maria, you want to go on Howard Stern?
For months before my son was born, I used to...
How about we start our own network?
I'm against it.
No.
And I've kept yelling since...
It's this network called AfterBuzz TV. We do after shows for your favorite TV show. Oh, well, you're against it. Anyway, all good people. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend. All our love. And we will, as the kids say, TTYL. And that's it. Love you, Kels. Miss you. And can't wait to see you. Bye, bees.